was 1990, give or take. I don't remember when the news of revolution hit the air. The girls hadn't even started taking down the posters when the boys started cutting off their hair. The radio stations all decided Lex was finally old enough and ought to have a proper home. Dead, fat, and rich, nobody's left a bitch about the goings on a self-destructive zone. Dragon head straight from his shoulders. Stoner tries to save an amplifier, and it's like the dragon side of the stories never told. From the dream of the man and the girls hang around long enough to make it think it's coming true. It's easier to let it all die, fairy tale, than to think that something big is passing through. Caught between a generation dying from its habits and another thing that rock and roll was new. Till the pawn shops were packed like a backstage party, hanging for a party of the cheap guitars. And the young ones all turned to karaoke, hanging all their wishes up on disregarded stars. To me right before we played, and he quoted a Woody Allen movie to me.
And I love Woody Allen movies, and especially the one he quoted. Is this one of the early funny ones? And it sort of is. This one's called Bulldozers to Go. This is funny.